Hi, this is John St. John.
This is Dave Fenoy.
This is Ashley Birch.
Hey, it's Frank Grillo.
And you're listening to my favorite.
And you're listening?
Listen to this podcast.
Listen to the Game Fix Podcast.
To the Game Fix Podcast.
Welcome to Game Fix Podcast.
Game Fix Show.
Hello, my friend. Stay a while and listen.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah.
What?
That does not taste good at all.
Spider-Man takes leaks. Hulk takes fucking shits.
All right, partner. You know what time it is.
Let's go, Payday! Payday!
Another edition of the Game Fix Podcast. I am Spanish.
And I am Verlaine. Make sure to check out our website, gamefixshow.com, and our weekly stream of our weekly recorded podcast right here if you're not. Facebook.com/gamefixshow and twitch.tv/gamefix.
That's right. And then, of course, you could check out on our website, gamefixshow.com. Top right-hand corner, you can kind of... Is that not right? Was that not right?
No, I said that.
Okay. Well, yeah. I always repeat it. You know I do this. Anyway, the top right-hand corner is our social medias. You can like, subscribe, follow. We would really appreciate that. And then right underneath that is our Patreon. Verlaine, tell them what they could win.
All right, our Patreon, if you don't know, it's a way to kind of monetarily support the podcast. It's kind of a Kickstarter-ish kind of thing. Everything that you see, the stream, the podcast you download, the events you see us at, that's all going to be free. This is just more of a way to get behind the scenes, get a little extra from us. Things like extra interview audio, kind of candid stuff before we broadcast with our special guests. We have audio project going on that's kind of Overwatch theme, which we thought would be dead in the water, but now with the sequel coming out, we can bring it back and actually finish it. We got a lot of roundtables, and if you get to the top tier, you can actually start influencing the show. You become pretty much a producer. Bocephus is pretty much our most active one. Send us topics to talk about. Send us challenges, games.
He sent one to us today. We'll get to. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's pretty worth it. If anything, just check it out. Remember, it's all free and it all helps. And essentially, we want to give it all back to you anyway. Absolutely. So recycle.
Recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. I believe that was the old saying, old adage. But now they're like, we don't reduce, we don't recycle, we don't care. So that's fine. But you should do that. You should do that to save the world. I don't know if I believe
make
that.
Make it a better place.
But yes, maybe I do. I believe that. Sure, why not? All right. Well, we got a good show. There is... I also say that every show. Oh, we got a good show. I mean, it could be a bad show.
This show's going to suck. So you might want to just tune out. Yeah,
this one's going to really suck. Well, we got to talk about Sega, and they're entering the world of NFTs. Ooh. Which, by the way, Dr. Duck Syndicate still on sale. You can see that on our website. Anyway, other than that, we're going to get into a possible remake, but it'll be a remake with multiple games in one, which kind of makes me pretty happy. I'm kind of excited about this. And a Reggie audiobook. Who's ready for Reggie? Is your body ready for Reggie?
I'm ready.
Yeah, of course you are. And then, of course, episode 2 of Moon Knight, we're going to be doing the Afternoon Delight.
Afternoon Delight.
Yeah, right. You know, so we'll get to that plus so much more. But let's talk about what we've been gaming, because that's what we do. That's who we are. So, we'll talk about what we've been gaming. Verlaine, why don't you start us off? What have you been gaming this week? And what's up to Jack? Jack in the chat. Yo, sorry.
Nothing too big. I had my kids for a few weeks, so I couldn't play VR.
Yeah.
I've been hammering it out on Infernax. I'm at a part now, like, it's hard, man. Like, I'll try it a couple times, and it's one of those games where, like, you know, you're gonna die a lot. Yeah. You know, it's like old school, maybe even totally. You can relate it to Dark Souls and Elden Ring and whatever. So I'll play it like a couple times and then stop, because there really isn't anywhere else I can go but finish what I got. I gotta get this fireball. I can get the item. But by the time I get there, I'm depleted of everything. So, and I have to get back, and that's what's killing me every time. Outside of that, dude, Overwatch has their little anniversary thing going on. I've been playing that. In fact, pretty soon, I'm waiting for the PvE things to come into rotation.
Okay.
They did Junkenstein, they did Maze Snowball stuff, so I think that's how they're doing it. And I mean, that's pretty much it, man. And just playing this and the fact that they're giving you really the opportunity to get anything that they've ever had, whether it's like exclusive through doing challenges or like purchasing only during seasons. The only thing really that they haven't brought back is the Pink Mercy, the breast cancer
one. Oh, okay.
Everything else you can buy. And it's almost like, I feel that this is like their last hurrah. Like, it's like, this is it. Like, the next thing that we hear about Overwatch is going to be an Overwatch 2 beta. This is it. Like, okay. There's nothing else. Like, you can't really, I don't see them doing anything else. They can't add to it. You know what I'm saying? Right. They're not going to add to the story again. That's all going to be the next game. So, yeah. And Beat Saber. I played Beat Saber. Nice. I did play that today.
Nice.
So that, I lied about the VR. But one thing, the biggest thing that I noticed when I turned on my Oculus now, instead of the O, it's the Meta Quest M.
Oh, really?
If you hard turn all the way down and start it up. Yeah, so it did update. And it does actually, like, the bar is a little different. You'll see when you go on, like, the recents are in a different spot. It's a little different. But, yeah, that's pretty much my week.
Cool, man, cool. Well, as for me, I have definitely still been playing Horizon Forbidden West. I know, but it's great. It's so good. There's so much to this game. I'm still having fun playing it, and yeah, I'm gonna complete it. I'm gonna complete everything. I'm gonna get everything it all done. So, and I'm there. I'm getting there. I'm like, I feel, you know how like sometimes you play a game, you feel like you're at a certain point. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm at like 80% through. That's what I feel.
All right.
But I could
and
be,
that's through total like completing
it. Platinum. Yes. So I feel like, oh yeah, as far as the trophies go, I think I'm like 70%, but I feel like I'm through the game more than I, well, I don't know. I could be wrong. Dude, there could be another 100 hours that I have no idea yet, but it's cool. I'm in it for to win it, I guess.
Now, don't you have to kind of hurry up and do this before any kind of DLC would come out, because usually they'll add achievements, therefore it makes the platinum harder to get, right? So once absolutely. You get the platinum and the DLC comes out, you still have the platinum.
Correct.
Even if technically
which
you
is,
don't have the
it's platinum. Funny you say that, because that actually happened to me when I played Horizon Zero Dawn. Same exact thing. So, yeah.
That's,
but they didn't release the DLC until like a year after. So I feel like I have a little bit of time. But I don't know. We could be surprised and see something in the next month or so.
That's why the small amount of games that I could have completed totally, I didn't. Left 4 Dead 2, half of it was because the online population just died.
Yeah.
And some of the things I needed were online only. And then I think Minecraft was one. An update came out. Overwatch was one. And that's all that kept. Oh, and yeah, Left 4 Dead 2, the same thing. An update came out, DLC. Okay. So it just like, I could never, I just kept running into that. Every time I had two left. Oh, there's two left on my Ninja Turtle game. One of them requires another person to help me.
Two achievements that you need to get. Is that what you're saying?
On Out of the Shadows.
Yeah. So,
and that would be my first game ever completing.
So hopefully at some point they put that on the new system so you can actually play it.
Oh my God, that game would be great. That game would be a hit right now.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, why don't... What are they doing?
It's still the only, like, yeah, it's...
Although we're going to answer a few questions about what Game Pass even means as far as owning the games. But anyway, keep going. What else? Anything else?
Oh, that's it.
Okay, cool.
You were talking.
Oh, that's right. I was. What am I doing? I was like, I thought we like threw it back to you, but whatever, that's fine. Other than Horizon, I got back into Metroid Dread. It's fun, man. It's a cool game, but it is hard. Holy shit, it's still hard. I'm still trying to figure out where the hell to go. Like, it's funny. It's one of those games where you don't get through a big portion of the game in one sitting. You get through like, you're like chipping, you know, as you go. So like, it seems like every time I play it, I tend to do something new. But then that's it. Yeah. But then that's it. So, So I'll be keep chipping at that. And you know how much I play the Switch, which is very rare. But I was not in front of any of the consoles, and I was just sitting there, and I was like, "Yeah, this would be cool." And it was. It was awesome. I'm glad I did it. So, I'll probably go back to that and do that a lot more. True story. So
true story.
All right. Well, we'll just go ahead and shut up here and keep talking, which is sounds funny. But yeah, let's get into the first thing. And actually, this is the article that Bocephus sent us. I wanted to start with it because it's actually pretty cool. So there is some confusion about ownership of games with gold titles. Because like I think we've talked about it on the show, like, you know, do you still own these games if you have, or do you have to be a member, a gold member, in order to play these, whatever? Well, it turns out, as far as the 360 games go, okay, as far as the 360 games go, and I'm guessing earlier, they didn't really specify, but I'm guessing 360 and earlier, they are granting, as they said, full ownership of 360 OG games. So whatever you've downloaded, whatever, like if you get those free games, and if it is a 360 game, like I said, I think it means before that. Don't quote me though, but I'm looking at this and that's pretty cool because I know there was a little confusion. So if you ended your Games with Gold subscription, you could still play those 360 games. So that's kind of cool. I don't know if that like gives me that much confidence in the platform, just because, you know, they're 360 games. They're not even, you know,
well,
Xbox One games.
It's still not a definitive answer because obviously we both have had Xbox for whatever, however long.
Sure.
And I've had my Xbox Live lapse before. And I was like, and I was under the impression because they would even tell you like, hey, these games are yours as long as you have gold. Once you don't have gold, they're not yours.
Yeah.
It's not true. I'm going to tell them, even Microsoft making these rules, I'm telling them it's not true.
Here's the quote. Let me read it to you. It says, FYI, since I've seen confusion, Xbox One and Xbox Series X and S games claimed as games with gold are yours to play only while your gold or Game Pass Ultimate subscription is active. 360/OG games, so I'm guessing that means before when they say OG, are yours to keep even after your subscription ends. This has always been the case.
Right. So
even if it ends, well, you can still play it.
Right. No, what I'm talking about is their normal games. Like, so before they even did backwards compatibility, the games with gold rule, even on Xbox 360, was, you know, everybody's like, you know, you don't really own them. And they would say, you know, you don't. As long as you have gold, you do. But I'm saying you own them no matter what. You just cannot. And they keep saying you can play them as long as you have gold. But
right,
guess what?
Right.
You will always own them, always. Because when you don't have gold, yeah, you can't play them. And that's not because they're anything with gold. I believe
it's the same with PlayStation.
It's because of the way the games are. Like Xbox 360, the keys are given to you. You get the permission put into your system when you own the game. With Xbox and the newer stuff, you have to go online and fetch it. That whole thing when the new consoles were going to come out and everybody's huffing and puffing like you always have to be on the internet and they're like, oh, no, we're just kidding, and they took it back. They didn't take it back. That's always the case. But so many of us are always on the internet anyways, we don't know.
Yeah.
All right? You'll know when PlayStation goes down and all of a sudden you have those locks on all your games that you can't play. Well, even though you own them,
sure,
you can't play them. So you're always online. So they pulled one over on us, but I believe that's why it works that way. So really, like what I'm saying is good. You will always have those games. So if you lapse, if you went a year without Game Pass or without games with gold, mm-hmm, you get back on games with gold, you're going to have that whole thing still in your back.
Correct.
Purchases, and you'll be able to play them again.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So like it's still cool. All it amounts to is like, you're never going to lose your games.
Yes.
If you don't have the internet or games with gold, you can't play them, obviously. And that's just because even the single player, which pissed me off. I couldn't even play like Spider-Man on PS4 when the network was down. And it's a single player game, but it's because it checks online,
right,
to make sure I own the game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you get to keep all your 360 games.
Yeah.
And
that's good if you have a 360, because like if you were still playing 360 now,
yeah,
and you keep getting games with gold, your 360 is technically raising in value.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah. A little bit. But yeah, by like 12 cents or something like that. But a raise is a raise no matter what. So
you're still
it's pretty cool. It's good. I mean, apparently this has always been, but they're just kind of clearing it up and So whatever. So, all right. Now, as far as April's Game Pass lineup, have you taken a look at this lineup?
I looked at it and it was, I didn't really care for it.
Okay.
Maybe I didn't understand or hear about many of the games.
I'll go through it. Some of these games we own, so it almost doesn't matter, but yeah. Well, on April 5th, which was about 6 days ago, they announced that Cricket 22 would be are you excited about Cricket 22? I say that because it's kind of a joke, because who cares about Cricket 22? But at the same day, right now, if you have Xbox Game Pass, you could play MLB The Show 2022 on your console. Which is awesome. That is a AAA game if you're into sports games, and that is a reason. That one game is a reason to have Game Pass. Like I said, if you're into sports games, so I think that is very cool. Obviously, they announced it before that it would be available through it, but yeah, so that is confirmed that it is out. You could play it right now. So on April 7th, a few days ago, they announced a Chinatown Detective Agency. Dragon Age 2.
I almost played that.
Dragon Age? Okay.
Not Dragon Age. Chinatown.
Yeah, I saw it. Because the graphics
kind of got me, but then it started getting a little too. It got a little too puzzly, but a puzzle in that kind of it felt more like an MS-DOS kind of puzzle game. So I'm down with the graphics being like a platformer, even like a pseudo point and click. But then when it came to the puzzles being like a point and click, I'm not really into point and click puzzles. I want there to be more, I guess. I don't know. But the game almost had me. Oh, it looks charming.
Dude, Jack is all about the cricket. I just want to let you know. Of course he is. Okay, the next one, I said Dragon Age 2. Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare. Obviously, it's something we already own, but it's okay. It's still cool if you don't have the first one? Yeah.
Ooh.
What's that mean?
That means there's still Plants vs. Zombies 2 and then 3.
Yeah, I guess. Well, it gives you the first.
They give us one.
Yeah, but it's still a good game.
It's a cool game.
Yeah, it really is. And if you've never played it before, that's perfect. Right?
Yeah, it could be way cooler.
That's fair. I agree. Rounding out April 7th, Star Wars Squadrons. So, yeah.
If it's not VR, that game is just so, like, not. I'm not into that game at all if it's not VR. But if you're into Flight Simulator, for sure, it'll be up your alley.
Well, it's in VR on PlayStation, just not on Xbox. Right.
Right.
So stupid.
It's not on VR on Quest either.
No,
they won't put it on because of the controls.
Right. So, all right. So April 12th, which is tomorrow, we're going to get Life is Strange True Colors. I don't really care about that game. Life is Strange is fine. Panzer Corps 2.
Never played Panzer Corps.
And then the Dragon of, I'm going to destroy this, the Dragon of Nihilbeek. It's just on PC, though. Actually, Panzer Corps is also just on PC. Gotcha.
Oh.
Yes. And then April 14th, it will be Lost in Random is the name of the game. I've actually never even heard of that game. So there you go. Yeah. So pretty cool. It's awesome that they have a nice little lineup. It's good because it gives people a reason to get Game Pass. Not that they need another reason, but the fact that they keep updating it as they go is a reason, right? Like, that is the reason. So, and Jack says I nailed the name.
He's probably being sarcastic.
Oh, okay, probably right. No, I'm gonna look at it as you are correct. Thank you, Jack. Yes. I appreciate it. Yes.
Good job, Dave.
Absolutely. So, all right. Well, let's move on. I think that's pretty cool. The Unreal Engine 5. Okay, so it's a thing now. It's officially a thing. Are you excited that the Unreal Engine 5 is officially a thing? Are you excited?
I guess.
Doesn't matter. Although they did release just a little video of I guess you could say that they're probably gloating. So they had to put this out there. But this raised a lot of eyebrows because this could be. Well, I'll play it and then you tell me what you think. So
iRobot. I'm just kidding. I've seen this. It looks so beautiful though still.
It's awesome, right? If we can get a game like that and put a cape on his back and put an S on his chest, I don't even like Superman, but I would buy that game today. Because it's like another Spider-Man. Like, let's go. I would love that. Name one Superman game that was really great.
No. Oh, you know what was semi-great that I kind of dug was the Sunsoft arcade game.
It wasn't.
Because you could walk and hover, and that fucking was like awesome.
Oh, maybe the fighting game, Injustice.
You could be two Superman.
Injustice might be the best one, right?
But it's not a Superman game.
No, really. It's not.
No, so we had this dude. Remember, there was a story about a guy who was creating a superhero game, and it was pretty much Superman. And the demo was like, it looked kind of like from behind Young Justice Superman. He had just a black t-shirt on and pants. But he was touting it as like a Superman game. He was running fast, flying through the city. It looked really sweet, and nothing came of that. Obviously, nothing is going to come of that. And then this, the guy who made this, he's like, oh, people have liked this so much. I'm going to go and make a game like this. Well, good fucking luck, dude. You're going to make a Superman game? Good luck. You're not going to make a Superman game. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, good idea. You used assets someone else made and made Superman in it. Like, that's cool. It looks good, but like, I think people want a game like that, but it's not like they want him to make it, or they want this, you know what I'm saying? They need it to be in the Matrix world. They just want a Superman game.
Yeah.
They said the same thing about the dude who made the mock-up one that he was making, like the generic one. Like, people just want a Superman game that works like a Batman and Spider-Man game. Which would be sweet. Yeah. I mean, it's... As lame as Superman is as a superhero, like, I mean, it would be cool to fly around, but I feel like I've done that before.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean,
I mean, there's been a lot of games where you fly around and it's like, oh yeah, that feels like Anthem. You remember when I first played it, you were like, oh my God, dude, like I never even played it before. And I like knew exactly what I was doing. Cause it was like the controllers were perfect, but the game kind of sucked, but the controllers were right on. So, I think we were talking about like an Iron Man game too. Cause like that could be the same thing. So I mean, okay, maybe not Superman, maybe put Iron Man. I don't care. That's fine. It works.
Well, Superman, like just, it wouldn't be a fun game. It would be a weird game because most games start when you're weaker and you accumulate power.
He's always strong.
Yeah, that's fair. You can try to be always strong and then all the enemies would get, but like eventually look, part of Superman is bulletproof. So if you want to take advantage of bulletproof, bullets have to bounce off him, which means he can't get hurt by bullets, which takes out an entire level of guys, like a whole you know what I'm saying?
So unless the bullets had kryptonite in it.
Yeah. So, and if kryptonite is that abundant,
which also makes Superman the worst superhero.
Right. Which must mean his planet's not like, how'd they get all that kryptonite?
Yeah.
Batman. Yeah, I don't know. I think that there'd be I don't know how that could happen.
Right?
You're too powerful. Like even Batman, as strong as he is, like he can still get hurt with certain things.
Right.
But Superman, like seriously, like nothing on earth can hurt him. So then it's like, you're going to be forcing him to fight alien enemies that hurt him. Therefore he's not Superman.
Which maybe then Iron Man is the right way to go with this. Cause Iron Man can still get hurt.
Yeah.
He's only human. He just has a cool suit. I don't know. What other flying superheroes?
Magneto. Make a Magneto game. That's almost like Superman, but he is.
I would dig that. I would say Green Lantern. I don't know.
Dude, I think flies. It would be sweet to have an Iceman game that would do that.
Oh, like sweet.
You're sliding on ice throughout the whole thing. Yeah.
Or like a Silver Surfer or something like that.
Silver Surfer would be weird.
Yeah, that would be really weird. But that'd be kind of cool, right? Like that'd be kind of sweet. Actually, you know what? Fuck it. Let's just make it a
Thor. Thor could fucking do it.
Oh yeah, Thor could totally do it. I mean, like we actually have all of this, and it's really sad. We have all of these. If you like Lego games,
yeah. Yep.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm just hoping they do something with it. And not just like, hey, look how pretty it is. Also, I'm reading here. Apparently, this the video was made in the because it's Unreal Engine 5. The city was the Matrix, like from that little thing.
That's why I said that.
Oh, I didn't know you said that.
Okay, yeah, they took the assets and pretty much took that city. Chris says in the chat they should make a Hancock game. Now that I think that would be kind of interesting, but I think it would have to what you're going to be doing, because it's the same situation. You have a guy who's like impervious to everything.
Yeah.
In a game like that, I don't think the purpose is you're like a superhero. I think the purpose is it would end up being more like of a Sim City type shit, where like depending on what you do as a superhero affects the whole world around you. So as you start doing bad shit or ignoring crime, your whole atmosphere is worse, and maybe people start attacking you more. Yeah. But if you're a hero, then you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think you could keep it as the typical game that we know. It's going to have to be something where your invincibility is going to have, you focus on the outcomes, you know, on the consequences and not on what he is. Like Superman, kill the wrong person, all of a sudden all the other superheroes are after you. Right. That would be fucking sweet.
Well, that's interesting too. Or, you know, let's be bad Superman.
Yeah.
Right.
You're the bad Superman, or you just, yeah.
I think that'd be sweet. So yeah, there's definitely a number of avenues they could go with this, this type of gaming. But yeah, will anything see the light of day? I mean, we got Spider-Man. Okay, because that game, I mean, you know, that game is everything you want in that type of game, right? Like, it is the game.
You are Spider-Man.
You are Spider-Man. Everything about it is so good. It's so right on. They nailed it with that game. And it's just like, well, what about the next one? You know, because like, there's all these other games out there, like the what comes to mind, the Captain America game. You know, the movie Captain America game.
It was kind of cool.
Like, but it was stupid. Like, there was like, I don't know. There wasn't enough work done in the game for it to be like cool. Yeah. So like, there's games like that. Even the Deadpool game was like kind of lame. And it's like, it's fucking Deadpool. You could do like, I would love to see a Deadpool game. Let's go. You get your head cut off and eventually you grow back. I would really enjoy that. But yeah. If they cut him in half, I'm totally off subject. If they cut him in half, would one side die and the other side then form back, or would there be two? Yeah.
They both just grow into one. I don't know.
You know, like if you cut them in pieces, will each of those pieces grow a Deadpool? That's what I'd like to go. Inquiring minds would like to know.
Maybe.
I don't know. All right. Now we're off.
Oh, wait. Okay. Wait. No, okay. No.
All right.
Because last week you wanted to ruin Endgame.
I did. And if you want to know what that is, you got to listen to last episode for sure.
So here's something that will definitely ruin Endgame that I thought of.
Ooh, I love it. I love it. What do you got?
All right. So picture setting, maternity ward.
Okay.
10 pregnant mothers in a maternity ward, all pregnant with babies.
Okay.
The snap goes off. Mathematically, half of those people are gone. So some of the women are going to end up instantly not pregnant anymore. Half of the women are going to be gone, and there's just going to be undeveloped babies just laying on a gurney dying.
It's pretty awful, but okay.
Let's make it more awful. Right. 5 years later, when everybody comes back, these ladies... Well, no, it has to be where they were left off. So the maternity ward we go back to, and then all of a sudden, like, five babies that are undeveloped just appear out of nowhere and just land on the floor.
I guess.
That would happen, right? That had to have happened. Like, pregnancy, like, the babies, you know, the mother and baby, one of them has to go.
It's so wrong. It would be like, you know, you were in the hospital or whatever, but since then they destroyed the hospital and built, like a Pizza Hut there, and you were just, like, sitting, like, in the back, like, I don't know, because, like...
You appear in a wall.
You might appear in a wall, right? Like, it would be, like, going through time or something like that. Yeah.
People on planes would just appear in the air.
It's a great point.
Hell, you know what? Everyone would die because scientifically the Earth wouldn't even be in the same position
as
the sun, so they would all just be floating in space.
And that's
So technically it never happened.
Science! is what that is. Is that real? I don't know. Let's unfortunately we'll never know. At least not in our lifetime. I couldn't think of the word, and then I thought of the word. Sorry. So, lifetime. All right. Let's move on from this weird conversation, which I liked, by the way. That was actually kind of fun. All right. So Sega, you know, Sega, right? So they are pretty much riding this wave of success that they've had the last few years with the Sonic movies and whatever, you know. So then that's it, right? Like, I don't know. Is there anything else that they've been successful in these past few years other than that? I think that's kind of it, right? I mean, even their arcade shut down in Japan. Like, is there anything that's like... It's all Sonic. But I mean, because of it, it's good, right?
So, well, to be fair, mm-hmm. They've been like Atari, but they're just not as known. Like Sega for a while was doing the Alien games. Yes. They have a part in the Alien games, and they do other things that aren't Sonic. In fact, like Alien versus Predator, like anyone who likes either of those games or those franchises loves that game. Like that game is sweet for the Xbox 360. It's so awesome. Even now you can maybe find people playing it. And Sega was part of that, you know, but it's like, it's almost like they didn't want to die. And they kind of like behind the scenes, like were doing things. They kind of like just blent in and just like did their own thing for a little bit, you know, like, I don't know, because they did just explode again.
Yeah.
Like to the fact that people were like, oh, they're going to come out with another console and it was okay. And people believed it because people now think and believe that Sega is that strong that they could re-enter the market. So why don't they?
Yeah.
But yeah, outside of Sonic, though, like Sonic movie becoming a hit, it proved a lot. It proved that sometimes it pays to listen to the people, because ever since then you say one, the public says one thing about your fucking trailer and you're going to change the movie, as sad as that is.
It's true.
I mean, it showed that, you know, you can still stick with the look of the video game without making it like real cheesy. Like Mario, you can't do, we've discussed it. Like it just
wouldn't work.
It won't.
Yeah.
And the fact
you'd,
that
you'd
like,
have I mean, to do it like they did originally and just, somebody would play the part of Mario.
Yeah, you could not keep that world, but with Sonic, they did it right. They had a good writer. They did it right. It was the right time because video game movies have been redeeming themselves. And really, like, I mean, Sonic is the fucking Mario of Sega. Sure. And so as popular as Mario is, when all the Sonic stuff starts becoming popular, everyone's going to be out of the woodwork and they're going to be like, shit, my boy's back. Because when Sonic was around, Sonic was cooler than Mario. He was cooler than Mario.
I can't argue that at all. I think you've nailed it. I think that's
like everyone who had Mario wanted to play Sonic.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I had Mario. My friends had Sonic, and I was just like, "What the hell?" And eventually, it made it to my house. But yeah. No. You're right. So okay. So last year, at the end of last year, in a Sega earnings report, it was something about a quote unquote super game was in the works. Not really. We didn't hear of anything else other than several titles are in development, which obviously that's like pretty much key for, you know, a developer or like an owner of a video game company to be like, yeah, quit bothering us. We got some titles in development. Yeah, of course you do. Of course you do. You wouldn't be a video game company if you didn't have titles in development. So it's not that like, oh, that's groundbreaking. It's not. It's really not at all. Although, well, here's the statement from what Super Game means in their mission statement. It says, Sega offers a wide range of game content, including hardware and arcade content, which is made possible by its diverse range of technologies. We have defined Super Game as the development of AAA titles that cross over Sega's comprehensive range of technologies, and we will aim to achieve this in our 5-year plan. What, not to die? No. All right. So they have a plan. They have a 5-year plan, and they're really looking forward to it. So they kept going, and they actually mentioned their enthusiasm for blockchains and NFT technologies. And this is what they said. It says, games have a history of expanding through the connections of various cultures and technologies. For example, recently watching SNS And game videos is typical. In the future, it is natural for the future of games to expand by evolving new fields such as cloud gaming and NFT. We are also developing Super Game from the perspective of how far different games can be connected to each other. Which tells me that several titles in development is it kind of brings up a thought of like the MCU. What it sounds like is they're going to make some games and then connect them all together. At least that's what I'm getting out of it. What are you getting out of that?
Yeah, Sega's already kind of done that.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for it. And the fact that I had a Sega Saturn, I bought a Sega Saturn, and this was like probably 2003. I bought a Sega Saturn specifically to play X-Men Children of the Atom, because that is the very first Marvel X-Men crossover.
Yeah.
Be Akuma and then there you go. And then I bought Sega's Fighter Mega Mix, which is so goofy, but a lot of their characters in a fighting game.
Yeah.
And dude, they even had one of their cars from their NASCAR game or their racing game. You can be a car, so it's on their hind wheels and the front wheels are its punching, and it was really weird. So they're no stranger to that. And then this whole NFT thing that we've talked about before, and now thinking about it, Disney Infinity. I mean, that's kind of like what we have to do. That's where we have to aim. And unfortunately, that kind of failed. And it may have failed because they were looking at it the wrong way. They were trying to appease the people, like they were children, and making it look like toys instead of realistic items. But I think that what they want to do is they want to make, like, they'll make a Sonic game and then they'll make a new Altered Beast game. And what they're going to do is, like, you know, they'll sell a toy of each. But if you have that toy and you have that game, you can bring that character into Sonic, or you can bring Sonic into another game, or one solid Sega hub
where
you could bring things in. Same thing. Like, so unfortunately they have to break the mold of it being a toy. In fact, you can't even, I don't think you can even go as saying it's just a statue, like a little figurine or anything. Like, I think they need to figure out useful products for people to use that may also be used in game, whether the same way or not, you know, because like eventually you're just going to have a fucking toy box full of fucking things like, oh, look, it's an umbrella and I put it in my game and I have an umbrella.
Yeah.
You know, make it practical, make it stuff that we can use anywhere or in different games. Then yes, like, hey, here's $50. You get this power up. But guess what? This power up is going to make your guy grow physically like Mario. But anyone you use it on in any game, you give Samus in Metroid this mushroom that you bought, he's going to grow. You give Link the mushroom, he's going to grow. Because
like
you
that.
Fucking bought it, and you can put it in any game you want.
Yeah, that's yours. I like that a lot, actually. I mean, if that's...
And when you eat it, it's like Viagra, and you grow.
Touche. Touche.
NFT.
NFT, Viagra NFTs. they grow. Like, that's
but
the...
Still,
is that
like,
the...
I really think that, like, so you get that part of the NFTs down, or, you know, you're... To me, like, I still thought NFTs are, like, exclusive. So, like, imagine the developing that you have to make, like, all these exclusive items for every fucking single person that wants to buy it.
I mean, NFTs, there are... you could sell multiple of one thing. You can't.
Like the Mercy skin.
They're just considered not rare at that point.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like that's considered not rare.
Yeah. I think VR, that'd be great. VR is the place to do the NFTs the best. Like if you can, even if you can't like have a real item in real life, like, hey, I'm on Xbox playing, you know, Halo, and I've got this cool fucking gun for Master Chief, which we know won't happen because they use the same three guns every fucking game. But I get this cool gun for Master Chief,
sure,
and I can go into any game like online, and I could fucking bring this thing, and it is that fucking gun. Nothing's different about it. It's not a reskin version of a gun in the game. Like, I just brought Master Chief's fucking rifle into Overwatch.
Yeah,
what the fuck are you gonna do about it?
I don't know. That's a cool thought, though. I like that. But we'll see what they do. But this Super Game kind of excites me. It's cool. Although it kind of excites me because, like, I don't know what that means. Like, what the fuck does that mean?
I think that they're using it in the term of, like, when you say, like, a super band. It's a bunch of, like, members from different games put together to make one big game. In this case, like, maybe it's just, like, Miiverse. And, like, from there, you know, spread out into different fucking whatever.
Nintendo killed that, right? Like, they slaughtered that, so... Yeah. Like they do everything else. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Good luck, Sega. We're pulling for you.
I think they know what they're doing.
I hope so.
They're not Atari.
Does Activision Blizzard know what they're doing?
Microsoft knows what
Activision Blizzard is. Ooh, that's the right thing to say. Well, it turns out, obviously, Activision Blizzard was purchased by Microsoft. And we, as a show, we've talked about pretty much ad nauseum that good things are coming because Microsoft is squeaky clean. They own the world. This could be a good thing, like kind of a fresh start for the company, right? Here we are. Activision Blizzard is giving it's roughly 1,000. I'll just call it 1,000. 1,000 game testers. Full-time jobs and pay bumps. Boom. So if you work for Activision Blizzard, you're a tester. They're part-timers, right? Because like they don't do anything until they get to the stage of testing, right? Like that's I think that's how it works. So now all these guys or girls, whichever, have full-time jobs, and they are full-time video game testers, which is something that we thought was dead, right? Because
public tests,
right? Yeah, it's like, why do we need this? But you know, it looks like they're trying to do more of an internal thing, maybe to keep the games more secret. I don't know, whatever way you want to look at it, but pretty cool. Good on them. It's about time that we're getting some good news as far as the developer realm. How do you feel about this?
It's good.
It's good.
It is good news. It's the first thing good that's happened.
Right.
You know, nobody's complaining about it. No one's leaking anything stupid. Like, good.
Yeah, it's good. Additionally, they're increasing minimum hourly wage to $20 an hour, and that's effective on the 17th. That's so everyone's getting some pay bumps, man.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll become a game tester. Shit, in the wrong business. That's interesting. But yeah, good on them. Good on them, and it's really good to hear. And they're getting benefits. I mean, hell yeah, man. Let's go. Everyone needs doctor visits, right? Whatever. So, all right. Let's move on to the next thing. Rockstar, apparently, this is I don't know if this is. I guess it was in a press release. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's legit. Rockstar is funding a AAA Max Payne remake at Remedy, which is awesome. But it turns out it will be what they're looking at. It'll be encompassing both Max Payne and Max Payne 2 into one game.
Queen of the Damned it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Movie. They're going to just take two of them but the thing is it's a reboot.
Yep.
Which means that if they're trying to squeeze two stories into one, they have a third plan.
Well, it's not a reboot. It's not three. Let's be clear. It's not a reboot. It's a remake.
Well, right. It is a reboot. They're remaking it, but it's going to be, that's why they're putting both, like they're making it into a new story, and that story will pretty much do both the first and second all into one story instead of one remake and then another remake. It's going to be an original story, but it's made by Remedy. So it's not like being redone and upgraded. Like, this is them going back to the guy saying, hey, you want to do this again? Make it different. You know, we have better technology. You could do a whole lot more with this shit.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Right? Dude, this is something that's going to be really cool. I've always loved the Max Payne games. One of my favorite, I guess three games, because it was three. And like, yeah, man, I play hours on this game. So like, yeah, this is something that I would definitely buy, check out, and kind of like get a new thing. But I do have one, I have one opinion that I think this needs to happen, or else I'm not going to be that happy about it. They can't change his face.
He always has to have that look on his face.
Yep. They can't do it. It has to be that. And it has to be the same character. They can't put some fuck. Oh, this guy. Oh, he kind of looks like Verlaine. Oh, he is Verlaine. No, we don't want Verlaine in the game. Okay. We want that. That's what we want. Yes.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. This is cool. This is something that I'm like really looking forward to. And it's funny because like in the past, I've told you like, I don't want any more remakes. I don't want any more reboots. Come on, let somebody get an original idea for once. But now, found something that fits my
I'm down when they if they're gonna reboot a game, but the developers that made the game are the ones rebooting it, then do it. Like, that's absolutely fine. Like, I don't like that's when has that happened? That happened dude, it happens in movies a couple times where they rebooted the movie, but the people originally in the original movie were involved. Oh, fucking Evil Dead. When they rebooted Evil Dead, Sam Raimi was 100% involved in that reboot. That's why I was down to watch it, and I thought it was cool. Okay. Like, because he did the first one. So it's just, it's more legit to me than if they reboot it with a whole different writer, whole different, like, all that shit. Same with games. Like, when it's a reboot, or if it's a remake, and if it's a different company, then it's like, now it's risky.
Yeah.
But if it's the same company, like, if it was a good game, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong.
Jack, thank you. I didn't even think about this. He said, will we have Mark Wahlberg's likeness? I really hope not. That's actually the one thing I don't want to happen. I like Mark Wahlberg, but that is not him. It's just not. This is him. Like, that's what we know. That's what we want. So, yeah, he's always like, it's the inner monologue. It's the inner monologue that is the best part about it, right? Like, that is the best part. So, what are you whistling? What is that?
The theme.
Oh, to Max Payne?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't even remember what the theme is. How about that? As soon as I hear it, I'll be like, oh, that's right. Okay, yeah, you're right. Yeah, of course. And if they change that, I'll be pissed too, even though I forgot what it was. Yeah. Don't change it. That'd be mad. That'd make me mad. Big news. So Cyberpunk 2077 back in the news. This is what they do, man. They just keep coming back. In this case, it's not great news. CD Projekt Red has now discounted their game even more. If you remember, about what, two, three months ago, I bought Cyberpunk 2077. Do you remember how much I bought it for?
Yeah, $10.
$10. It is now $5. It's in the bargain bin. Hey.
You should take it back.
Yeah, then I'll get $5 back. That's how that works, Verlaine. You know that, right? they're not going to give me what I paid for it.
Is it the company? Oh, it's just the... So, okay.
I guess it's shame on Kotaku. I guess you could call it a sale.
How old is Cyberpunk really, though?
Yeah.
Almost because here's what I'm getting at. Like, yeah, within a year, a lot of games are going to be hitting a $5, especially a game that it's like, look, go, if this was like,
go check out how much
God amazing, like Halo.
Go check out how much God of War is still. Go check out how much.
Right. Exactly. But that's what I'm saying. Like, if this was Grand Theft Auto, even Battlefield, that is the same, getting the same reception and the same fuck ups isn't in the discount bin yet.
Yeah.
Because it's not that old. Like, any game, like, if it's a fucked up game that we know is Cyberpunk, and you're going to come out and waste everybody's time and bandwidth and your internet space on saying it's in the $5 bin,
yeah.
Like, no fucking shit. Guess what, Kotaku? $5 is still too much. Tell us when it's fucking free. When a game goes free, when it's because it's so fucked up, that's fine. But you're just giving a step by step. Oh, it's $30. Oh, save $20. Oh, now it's $10. Well, now it's $5. Like, thanks for the fucking.
This is just life cycle. This is just a sale.
Well, then that's stupid.
So
it's hitting bargain bins makes it seem like nobody wants it anymore.
Yeah.
See, they're just trying to shit on the game. Like, look, right. I mean, I still like haven't went back and played what they really wanted, but I mean. The issues are the ones from the last gen. So, I mean, like, I will give the game a chance on next gen if I have the time.
That's fair. By the time you listen to this, it probably will be back to $30. I just want to let you know that. So, don't, if you go there and be like, oh, shit, okay, I'm totally going to buy it and it's not there. I'm just, this is what they do, man.
It sells out.
That's what they do. I don't know, man. $5.
Make I almost holler. Bought Shadow of War, the definitive edition with nice. Everything, all DLC awesome. And everything for $8.
That's worth
it's
it.
It's on Xbox right now.
Totally $8. Worth it. Totally worth it. Yeah, that's cool. That's very cool. So, all right. Let's move on from Cyberpunk. No, we're done with that. Let's go on to Verlaine's favorite, Reggie Fils-Aimé. Yes. Back in the news. It's what he does, man. Like, it seems like he is just trying to do things to get back in the news. And to get us, I think it's what it is, he's trying to get us to talk about it. Yes, I am that egotistical. That's what I think. That's what I think. It turns out, this was the tweet that he put out there. He goes, you asked for it. Now you can get it. I don't know if we've asked for it. Hashtag disrupting the game in audiobook narrated by me. My stories in my voice. Available May 3rd wherever you get your audiobooks, including Apple and Audible. Pre-order today. And there was a video that came with it, and this was it. I'm just going to talk over it. I don't care. It's just him in front of a... Oh, yeah.
Hi, it's Reggie. I'm in the studio. Yes, it's true.
It's true.
I am recording the audiobook for Disrupting the Game, From the Bronx to the Top of Nintendo. You get to hear my stories, my lessons, my principles, in my own voice. I got to get back to work.
I turned your mic off because it was echoing when you unmuted was it? Your mic.
My bad. Yeah. My bad. Okay.
But yeah, what the hell is that?
I don't know. Why do we... Okay. All right. Well, I
want to be his publicist.
All, dude, we all fucking asked for it, though. At least that's what he said.
I feel like it's almost like he was someone's puppet and they literally cut the strings, yeah, but he grew into half a real boy. And now he's in the world. He needs strings. Yeah. He can do good, but he needs strings. And that's the thing. Like, someone's like, Reggie, dude, you're doing an audiobook. Yeah. We got to make a fucking kick-ass promo in a radio station?
I don't know, or a recording booth, some kind of audio recording station. Or
wow, I would not even want to stand for a whole session of that. I'd sit. Like, I thought they would just, like, sit casually and just fucking read the book. But either way, like, I think I could be his agent. We got to get him on the show.
It's funny
Reggie,
you say that.
Reggie, baby, listen.
It's funny you say that because I have actually been... Every day this past 2 weeks or so, I've been looking for a way to get a hold of him. He is not very easy to get a hold of. I found a few emails. I found a few. I contacted him through Twitter. No response. So if you guys are on Twitter, tell Reggie he's got to come on the show. We got to talk to this guy. We got to talk to this guy because we got to figure out what the hell is going on. And what his goal is, because, like, at this point, all he's doing is just, like, these, like, side Joe jobs, right? Like, these like, little things that I'm sure he's going to make millions of dollars, right? Like, or at least a couple hundred thousand. But, like, what else? What else is there? Are you getting back into something else? Are you no longer a board member? And why? Oh, Reggie.
I didn't say anything.
I love it, man. Reggie's the man. Which is why he should be on the show.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I don't know. Like, I don't know how I'd insult him.
Probably
not on purpose. I wouldn't want to, but I wouldn't want to fucking pretend that I was, like, his friend.
Can I be completely honest?
Yeah.
If he hangs up on us, if you will, I guess you can call it hanging up on us. I think we did okay. You know, I wouldn't even be mad. I'd be like, well. So there's that. Yeah. Like, what? Well, we got, like, we need to talk to him a second time. No, you know, whatever. It's fine. Yeah. It's fine. So, yeah. But no, Reggie.
Reginald.
All right. Well, that's pretty much all I have for video games. You got anything else you want to add before we go on to movies? We might cut the show a little short tonight, but that's okay.
Not really. I gotta say that Kingdom Hearts video kind
of
sucks.
Oh yeah, yeah. Let's talk about that at the beginning of the show. We've been playing different videos this week. The reveal trailer for Kingdom Hearts 4 came out, and yeah, if you did watch it, you got to see it. You can actually go back to our original broadcast video of this show on our Facebook page. I mean, it's Kingdom Hearts. What else is there to say?
So was Kingdom Hearts...
You're either into it or not, right? Like,
well, was Kingdom Hearts always like Sunset Overdrive? Because that's what the fuck I got from that. When they went into the gameplay, and it seriously, like, even though it looked cool, I guarantee you all that was pushing up on the stick and holding A. Just like in Sunset Overdrive, you're just going to automatically do cool shit on any surface. Yeah. And that's what it looked like. I don't know if it's Square Enix. I don't know if it's like a whole Lost in Translation thing. But that trailer and a lot of Square Enix's trailers are fucking garbage. They have no direction. It's like they don't have a director. Right. They just get a bunch of fucking videos.
Like, ooh, this one. We should put this in the video. Oh, we should totally put this in the video.
Great. But here's the thing I want to get at is like actually like the graphics, and I understand that they're trying to make it so they can like seamlessly like introduce Mickey and Donald, but like characters look like PSP kind of like Nintendo Switch graphics, almost like they're deliberately dumbing it down so when they port it over, they don't have to port it over. So I think that, and this is just by looking at it, man, like it looks awful. It looks awful. And it says in the beginning, like, things can change. Well, if things can change, why are we seeing a video now? You're not that sure of yourself that you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, you know, they always do that. They always say, you know, the game's still in development, but things could change. I mean, let's be honest. How many times have we seen that? And then we play the game and it's like, they haven't really changed that much, you know? Like,
exactly.
So,
but
that's
like,
what's going to happen.
Everybody does it. But it's like, why? Just give us a video of the fucking game. Like, we know that Kingdom Hearts 4 is coming out. We know there's going to be a sequel.
Sure.
We know that all the dumb Disney characters are going to be in.
Yeah, but what about Kingdom Hearts 3.5?
I know, and we know that it's probably going to change to 4.032 squared. Like, they took that from the Naked Gun. Come on.
Totally. 33 and a third, I think it was.
Yeah.
I tend to agree, but like, I wish Mike was on vacation because he'd have definitely an opinion about this. But like, I just can't get into Japanese games. I don't know what it is. There's too much talking, too much chatter.
It's just the RPG.
Yeah.
And look, okay, so you can give me a lot of chatter and talking if you can match it with good gameplay.
Which is exactly, that's funny you say that, which is exactly what Horizon Forbidden West is. There's a lot of talking. You can fast forward through every one of them if you want, but like, the storyline's good. So it's like, okay, I want to hear what's, you know, some things are like, you know, hey, what's up with your brother? I don't care. You know, like, fast forward, it's fine. But like, you know, the actual storyline, what's going on and why this is happening, let's go, because it's a good storyline. So... thank you, Chris. Just like this show. yak.
That's all we do is talk, no action.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of action.
And look, I played Disney Infinity, and that game was cool, and that game was innovative, and that game was sweet. That was a game where, like, I literally played as Rapunzel and had fun.
Yeah.
But a game like Kingdom Hearts, I cannot even, you can give me whatever the hell kind of armor and weapons you want, but if you're going to pair me with a fucking Donald Duck and Goofy as my teammate, that not only sucks ass as a being their teammate, but playing this game where of all the fucking Disney characters you can make main heroes, you don't even pick fucking Mickey Mouse as an apprentice. You give us Donald Duck and Goofy. Those, no shit, are the only reason why I never even dabbled in this stupid fucking game. Because of that. You guys might laugh and think it's all cool and, oh, look, Donald Duck, but look how they act. Like, how can you even have fun in a game like this? They're not original characters. It's just so stupid.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. And a key sword, what are you going to cut with that?
You're going to open...
Someone's virginity?
You're going to open some doors. That's about it.
You're going to open the door to my heart.
Aw, see? Isn't that sweet? That's a good message, right?
Yeah. Sorry. I just hate when people shit on good ideas.
Was that a good idea to okay, whatever.
You know what? It was a good idea when they, when I mean, I believe one of them had cloud. That was what you do. Make a fucking Final Fantasy versus Disney with Disney characters and Final Fantasy characters that we fucking know. Don't make up characters and say Final Fantasy.
Sora.
And it's not, dude. And you guys are like, it's Kingdom Hearts, not Final Fantasy. No, it started out as fucking Final Fantasy versus Disney.
Yeah.
Not versus, but cross.
I got you. Oh, yeah. Final Fantasy cross Kingdom Hearts. Yeah. I want to see a fighting game between the two.
That'd be sweet.
Let's go. Like
Kingdom Hearts Tactics.
Yeah.
Where it was like, that was the hack and slash Final Fantasy. That was kind of cool. Yeah. It was kind of like, I'm a fan of Dynasty Warriors,
which makes
me want to play Hyrule Warriors.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Make it like the Mario and Rabbids game. Where it's turn-based. I've
never played it. Ugh.
But I'm just saying, like, it would actually work. Why not? Yeah. I don't know. I do. All right, moving on.
Ha-ha! You found me, ha-ha! It's so weird hearing Japanese Goofy, too.
I know.
Like, Goofy's dumb, and he learned Japanese somehow.
I wonder
like,
if there's an English version. Maybe I should have grabbed that one, but that's okay.
Whatever. No, I think that's...
Is that it?
That was the English version, yeah. It'll be translated, I'm sure, when we get it.
Yeah.
I wonder if they use the real voices here, though. Of like, because like they're kind of like, they always use Pete, Pegleg Pete, or whatever they call him, is always Pete. Goofy's always Goofy, and vice, like they're all the same, always, wherever they are. Optimus Prime type shit.
Optimus Prime.
I am Optimus Prime.
Oh, that sounded exactly like him.
It was him.
Oh.
It was a recording I played.
Oh, my mistake. So yeah.
TikTok.
All right. Well, we don't have a lot of movie stuff.
Let me seamlessly blend in. How about that, okay? Have you seen on HBO Max Our Flag Means Death?
I wasn't ready for HBO Max, but okay.
This is a blend into what we're in Have you seen the show yet on HBO Max? Our Flag Means Death.
No.
Watch it. Fucking watch it. It's Tuna Wakiti, Tahiti Wakuda.
Dude,
it's fucking good. Tiki it's Watiti. Like a pirate. Yeah. It's a pirate show. It's so good.
What's it called again? So say again.
Our Flag Means Death. Essentially, it's about this pirate who was an aristocrat, but he always had to dream of being a pirate. So he left his family, made his own ship, hired a ragtag crew, and is the gentleman pirate. Oh. But he has just teamed up with the worst pirate, Blackbeard. That's all I want to say. So it's so sweet. And Takuti is Blackbeard. It's so awesome.
Takuti?
So, yeah, watch that. And the reason
you should learn how to say his name. That's what you should do.
The reason that I'm saying this is because watching that has made me want to. I've already installed Sea of Thieves. I want to get back into that.
Let's go. Let's fucking go, man. Because
they've actually added a lot to that game, too.
I'm in.
A lot.
I am in, man. Hell yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah.
So, yeah, if you haven't seen it, dude, it's so good.
Okay.
It's
so good. All right, cool. I'll definitely give it a try. Give it a look-see, if you will. So, all right, let's... if you will, it's funny I just said that because we're going to talk about Will Smith. Just real quick, I know I'm kind of sick of hearing it too.
What did the five fingers say to the face?
Slap. Apparently the Film Academy has banned Will Smith from the Oscars for 10 years. Is that enough? Is that enough punishment? I ask you and everyone listening, is that enough punishment? Okay.
He's fucked. Like he already. That's good. I mean, I'm glad that they did it. You can't do that. It doesn't matter. You can't do it. You can't do it on live TV, and you don't do it in the most prestigious award show ever. Like that, he just brought like fucking. It's yeah. That's just the worst.
Yeah,
that can happen.
So
I mean that's why they don't invite certain people to these award shows. And it just comes down to the fact that Will Smith literally couldn't take a fucking joke.
That's it.
Or because he did laugh at the joke.
He did laugh at it.
Or,
but it was more like a all right.
Scientology, man. Like, his wife plus Scientology have him fucked. Seriously, because he laughed at it at first, and then he went up. Either way, bad move. But bad she was move. Not even. Wasn't she like banned from it or not, or boycotting the Oscars anyways for a long, like a while?
So, something know. Like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Chris Rock though, man. Like, I took it,
dude.
That you guy. Saw his fist ball up. He was gonna hit him too.
Well, no,
it's he funny, thought about
it's
it.
It's funny you. No, I don't. I think he was just like, "What the hell just happened?" You
dude,
know?
His. Yeah,
go ahead. No. He took that slap. Do you know what happened the next day?
No.
He's going on tour. He's announced the national tour that he's going on. Every city, every he not just off. One or two, every city added a second show. He's going to double his money.
Yeah.
I mean, that Will Smith handed him a bag of money. That's what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Good for Chris Rock, man.
Yeah.
And I do hope Chris Rock. Yeah, Chris, you're right. I hope Chris Rock wins next year. But it's so funny. Isn't it so funny? Like, Will Smith did that thing and everything. And then at the end of the show, he wins Best Actor. So, yes, he's banned for 10 years, but he just won. So he's like, eh, whatever, right? Like, wouldn't you just be like, okay, you just hit the height of your acting career and now you're banned, but you already hit it, so you're good, right?
Will Smith needs to...
What they should do is take it away from him.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
He needs to win more awards so that every award show, they have to mention him and, oh, he's not here. And then people are like, oh, that's right.
Yeah. No, it'll
and
happen.
Then you have people like Chris Rock has to accept the award on behalf of Will
Smith.
Oh,
that would be amazing. I mean, there's a lot of ins, a lot of outs, a lot of what have yous when it comes to this one, and I'm here for it all. I'm here for it all. So, all right, let's get into the after Moon Delight. I fucked it up.
Afternoon Delight.
I totally messed it up. Anyway. So, Verlaine, why don't you start? Because I last week, this show is kind of fucking awesome, right? Like, I am dialed in. Are you?
Yeah. I mean, it's different.
Wow. I did not understand. Expect you to do that.
Well, I don't. Not a lot has happened. There's a bunch of questions that they keep
of course.
Having.
It's Marvel.
They keep, but. There's it's almost like there's too many questions right now that are being asked, and that's fine. It's just like that's why I can't really say much, because the first was like, we're just like, damn, what's going on, oh, this is going on. And then it's like this episode is almost just reiterating what we already know, but now it's like they have more control.
Yeah,
something's going on, and we're not even learning anything except more questions need to be answered, because now, to me right now, all I got is it's a guy possessed by a spirit who is cursed by a demon.
Correct.
I don't know how this is going to blend in, how this kind of world is going to blend in with Marvel. Because Marvel, so you have Marvel and the superheroes, and then it's like they do good with adding the whole magic aspect to everything. So now we have superheroes.
This is definitely, you see, to me, you say that, but this is definitely like, this could fit right in with Doctor Strange.
Right, with Doctor Strange. But this is like, it right now, from where we are, there's a difference between like mummies and Egyptian curses and sorcery. Like when you talk movies and being in the realm of that, it's like, all, like the mummy is not really the same as Doctor Strange. Even though they're kind of both supernatural, that's what's confusing me. Because this is kind of like supernatural, and then it's like, it's cool what's going on, it's cool, but then I'm like, it's kind of out of Marvel, like almost like Morbius is kind of like, it's a side thing, it's like more, it's a vampire, you know. So we have this mummy story going on, and it's just I guess what I don't, it's just questions. I think I'm involved, and I'm like, I want to know what's going on, and I'm totally going to keep watching it. I'm interested. Right now, I just don't know what to say about it, because they keep just giving us little pieces of shit, you know? However, I do appreciate the fact that now he's kind of controlling it. I just don't know whether to root who to root for.
Yeah.
Because I don't know who is actually the one who owns the body and who should have the body.
Yeah, is Mark Spector the actual guy? And like, is he a man? I don't know. It's kind of... Like,
does he deserve to have it? Because yeah. And then is Steve good enough to wear, you know, when he puts on that white suit, which I guarantee we're going to see again because
100%.
He had different weapons.
Yeah.
They made it a point to show he has a different weapon that he pulls out than the crescents.
Yes.
Can I safely assume that at some point he's going to muster up some sort of kind of like secret agent, kind of like a silence, you know what I'm saying? A sleeper agent. Is he going to become some sort of sleeper agent, be him, but start fighting really awesome. And then we could be like, yeah, like when he put on the suit, you're like, oh shit. But he doesn't do anything.
Right.
Or do we have to start rooting for Mark to be getting more power and more control where he can just be the guy that we always see?
Yeah.
So like, that's where I am at right now. And what kind of bummed me out was the fact that like, why is Mark/Steven the only one who can see these fucking demon dogs? They're there.
I mean,
so first of all, it was like delusions, but then when they start hurting people, they just physically can't see them, but they're there. It's another question.
Mark's wife or whatever. I don't even know what's going on with that at this point. Like, she couldn't see it until like she threw something and it hit it.
So it was
it's definitely there, but yeah,
it's invisible, but he could see it clear as day.
Right.
But is it just because the dude did that little thing? Remember, he did. Yeah. He grabbed his hand and he lived through it. And then all of a sudden he can do the power and he's the only one who can see this thing. But I'm very interested to see where it goes. And I'm very making sure that I'm not looking up anything about Moon Knight. Because this is a case where I don't want to know.
Yeah, and I don't know. Show, yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. I know nothing about this character. I know nothing.
Yeah.
So, I think this is... great. I think it's fantastic. Although Jack just said that they said that it actually doesn't take place in the MCU. I don't know. I don't know if I've heard that. Is that true?
I haven't heard it, but I was thinking it while it was going on. The same reason why I said what I said is like I was thinking about it. I'm like, what if this is just another, like, this would fit into something where Doctor Strange comes out and brings Moon Knight in because it's a different, that's what I'm thinking. Like it's a place where gods actually do matter. Maybe, you know, it's a different, it could make sense. Cause I thought it like, this seems almost like it doesn't fit in.
Like at the,
almost like
at the end of the show, are we going to get like a Mario 2 ending?
No, I think at the end of the show, we're going to get fucking somebody coming out of nowhere and saying, hey, we need you. Come with us.
Like Wong.
Yeah.
Or something.
Or it could just be its own little thing. Like maybe they'll actually, but they've already kind of led us to believe that every show is tied into the Marvel, you know, the cinematic universe.
It might relate to like Shang-Chi. Maybe.
But that's all. I mean, that's the same thing. Like everything, even Wanda and them are going to end up there.
Yeah, that's true.
With Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, it would be different saying that right now. It's weird. That seems like something that they would like wait to gauge people's and then decide whether they want to put it in permanently. But again, it's because of the way that it is. And he's already determined who the next heir to the Moon Knight thing is going to be. I don't know. I really don't. I'm not sure because
I think it's fun. I'm like kind of like, okay, what I think what you're getting at is you're not really sure if you like it because you don't know what's going on, but I'm not looking at it like that. I'm like, okay, this story needs to unfold. We're going to find out more things as we go. I'm actually very optimistic that this is going to be a very really good series. I do. Jack, come on, man. My bad. It does. Takes place after Spider-Man No Way Home. Come on, man.
You know what? Speaking Jack. Of. So in Amazing Spider-Man 2 or 1, there's a part where Garfield is saving that kid in the car and the kid's freaking out and he takes his mask off. And he's like, hey, I'm okay. It's me.
I'm just a human. Yeah, right.
That kid could be somewhere in our Marvel universe wandering around, because they pulled everybody who knew who Peter Parker was, who knew Spider-Man was Peter Parker. And that kid is one of them. So where is he?
I love it. I love it. I mean, it could be, you know, we got the Iron Man, you know, the, in Iron Man, was it two?
Yeah, oh, that
two.
Kid, yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, he's a great job, kid. And then he like, and all of a sudden everyone's like, yeah, that's Spider-Man. Like, dude, anyone could have said that. Anyone, right? Like, they didn't have to plan that. They're like, yeah, fuck it, that's Spider-Man. I was laughed at that. Oh, yeah, did the kid know who Peter Parker is? You know, I don't know.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so we'll get there. We'll get there. Yeah, that's all I have. Other than that, the cult in Moon Knight is really, really strange. Really weird. But it might be the key to everything.
It's very mystical and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. that's just, yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's very, very weird. But okay, yeah, I'm down because I like Egypt and I like the mummy, so... I want answers,
and I want Brendan Fraser.
Oh my god, that would be amazing.
Could you imagine if he just shows up and he's like, ooh! That was my Brendan
that's
Fraser.
All, that's his line. Is
you know, at least hopefully it's not like that. You know, we don't need that. That would be stupid. It's my favorite drop. Anyway, yeah, so that's what I got. So I think that's good, right? We can end it right there. And I just want to thank everybody for taking the time to listen or watching. If you did live, we really do appreciate it. You can actually download the show. It helps actually us even more if you do that. You download it. You go on our website, gamefixshow.com, and you can download it right there. Or you could search on anywhere you would download a podcast for Game Fix Show, three words. So you'll be able to find us. So we do appreciate it. And tell your friends, or just tell one friend. I think we always say that. So Verlaine, you have anything else you want to say to the good people?
No, but the bad people
go. Yes. I want to hear it.
I don't have
anything. You don't have anything. Oh, you're a liar. You're a
keep
liar.
Doing what you do, buddies.
Keep on keeping on. Yeah,
so. Keep on eviling.
All right, and it's your world. Pay attention.
Oh shit, here we go again.
I love you. Turd nuggets.
In a world infatuated with comic fandom comes a show to help us remember the talents that have inspired us.
Whoa, cut.
Oh, come on, it wasn't that bad.
It's a bit dramatic. Let's just tell them about the show, guys.
We are the Canned Air Podcast.
Join us weekly for a comedic trip through pop culture.
We also welcome some cool comic creators, as well as some of the voice and screen actors that helped shape your childhood.
Find us on cannedairpodcast.com and on the Evergreen Podcast Network.